The following is an unaired segment from the episode of Homelessness and Housing Affordability.
You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
I wasn't going to address this yet, but I'm going to address you now because I name dropped you again. The California Association of Realtors is the largest union, or the union that has contributed the largest sum of money for the recall campaign for Gavin Newsom. Not to recall him, to defend him. That's second only to, I don't know if he's the owner or the former CEO of Netflix, who's provided the most money to try to keep Gavin Newsom in. Of course, big tech's gonna side. Silicon Valley's all in, and all the unions are siding with Gavin Newsom. It's the small people, the little people that the media here in Los Angeles have been trying to smear, even the media outside the state has been trying to smear. We're talking about Republican, independents, and Democrats alike that have come together to basically raise money for this effort, a ground roots effort to recall Gavin Newsom. And it's the corporate interest, the union interest, and the rich tycoons from big tech that are trying to keep Gavin Newsom in. This month alone, according to CalMatters.org, $17 million I think were raised for the to protect Gavin Newsom, and zero was raised for the recall Gavin Newsom crowd. All that money is coming from there. And the California Association of Realtors, what are you doing when Gavin Newsom has destroyed the small businesses, when it's forced people to do forbearance on their properties, and now they're concerned that they're going to be evicted, or not evicted, they're going to have their property foreclosed upon? You're helping step on the little guy here. I thought you were interested in helping out your clientele, the people here, especially in light of you focusing more on the fair housing thing. Because who has been predominantly hurt the most in all of this with respects to fair housing? The Hispanic community, the Black community, the Asian community, you say. So with all of us being predominantly impacted by policies, because you were part of the systemic racism, and you still are in some respects at the organizational level, you were part of the problem, and now you're trying to address the problem by creating more problems. You helped eliminate generational wealth in the name of bettering homeownership for us. How are we supposed to generate wealth if we can no longer pass on our properties to our next of kin? My property, if I was going to pass it to the next of kin, I should have done that by mid-February of 2021, because the propositions that made it exemptions for gifting a property within the state for me to my kids or my grandkids, two different propositions, were eliminated to make room for Proposition 19 that the California Association of Realtors was all in on. Proposition 19 was sold as a tax savings, which already existed for people. And what did CAR do? That's the acronym for California Association of Realtors. What did they do? They were parading someone on their panels or whatever that was a former member of the Howard Jervis Tax Association, of Tax Foundation. That sounds great when you have Howard Jervis on your side, except that Howard Jervis was not on their side. Howard Jervis was actually opposed to Proposition 19. But the mere fact that someone that used to be there was being paraded and said, yeah, we got to pass Proposition 19. You know, it's great tax savings here. Why? Because you could take your tax bill from your existing property, and when you sell it, you could move anywhere in the state instead of counties that would honor the tax bill that you could transfer to. Sometimes it wasn't your neighboring county because they weren't participating in the program, which is why, like, no, that's where Proposition 19 helps, because we can now move that tax bill over there. You're carrying a tax bill from your low pay from 30 years ago or whatever, and you can move it over there. Don't have to worry about it. You're paying low taxes for a new house. Yay! And you could do up to three different times. The problem with all that, and I addressed it ad nauseum, okay? And for those of you that are new, you probably don't know about this, especially if you're out of California. Proposition 19, those things already existed. But now it's like, oh no, but now they could do it throughout the state, and they could do it to three times in their lifetime. If they haven't moved in 50 years, why are they going to move three more times into sunset years? And for the property to be passed on generationally without being tax reassessed, which is big, by the way, especially with prices being at least $812,000 per medium home here in California, how Are you going to avoid those taxes? Oh, well, you know, the next of kin, all they got to do is just move into the house and use it as a primary residence within the first year. You know what exactly I do for a living? I deal for the past 15 years, primarily with probate and trust properties. I go to dilapidated homes, people that are mourning the loss of a loved one. More often than not, they are all from out of state that have come to mourn the loss of the loved one and having a headache to deal with. And me, through partnership with other brokers in this and other contractors, are there to help make dealing with this property a headache that they did not ask for easier on them. And most cases, in the case of trust properties, that means their next, that means the owner of the property is still alive, but maybe incapacitated in some way or too old to be living on their own anymore, and they're being relocated elsewhere. The point is, almost every single case I have seen, we're talking about the next of kin coming here from out of state. You mean to tell me that if someone wants to pass on their house, they're going to call up their kid who probably established a family somewhere out of the state and say, come move into my house so we don't have the property tax reassessed? You screwed that up, CAR. You screwed that up. We can no longer pass our property to our children or our grandchildren without being tax reassessed. There goes our generational wealth that you were talking about. Who's being affected here? Property owners. So I don't understand what you mean that you wanted to help maintain generational wealth, especially since, you know, systemic racism and redlining and steering and all that and blockbusting went against the Hispanic and Black communities, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so why did you eliminate this? Every client that I talk to are shocked about this. And when they try to act upon it, including us, it was too late because nobody knew the rules of the game. And you proudly hawked this thing in our faces about Proposition 19. And you know what else is insulting to all this? According to our education, before we can be licensed, that we needed to study up upon, particularly when it comes to law, we were explicitly told, do not talk about taxes, do not talk about tax laws. Always defer it to a tax attorney. You always said that. This whole thing that you sent out to us members is talking about, hey, you know, you could save your client thousands of dollars in property taxes each year. And you go into calculations as to how they might save on taxes. I thought you told us that we cannot do this. And now you're doing it? What are the rules of the game here, CAR? You're stepping on the little guy by making sure that you're keeping Gavin Newsom in, survives the recall election. You made sure to get rid of generational wealth being passed down. Say, oh no, because they could pass a tax bill on to the next property with an upward adjustment. And if they haven't moved since 1970, if they haven't moved since 1980, you think that upward adjustment is just going to be like a few hundred dollars a year for property taxes? Do you really think that? And where are they going to find a house that's less than $300,000 within the city? Even a condo. Are you on the ground here? Where are you guys? Where are you guys? Are you guys even located in California? Are you located in reality? Do you see the prices in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Monica, Orange County? And on top of that, you are responsible for Assembly Bill 1482, which established statewide rent control. You told your members, because I was there, October 2019, Los Angeles Convention Center, during the CAR Expo. Oh yeah, come to reimagine. You had all these pretty things going on at the convention, but at the hotels, in the private meetings with members that were privy to this, you told us, yeah, we opposed 1482. Yeah, we confused the heck out of him with the language on the bills. And at the last minute, Gavin Newsom went back on his word and said, no, he's going to sign this thing to make sure that we get rent control in there. And that you supposedly convinced him to make some changes to the language that would have protected at least single family homes and other things and whatever. But we got statewide rent control. And you said you were not going to fight it because it's too expensive. And everyone in that room was upset at your legal counsel that was present because they wanted that fight. They wanted statewide rent control to be removed. Rent stabilization ordinance have destroyed housing in Los Angeles, Santa Monica, San Francisco. The highest rates of homelessness, the most expensive rental rates in the country. Now you've gone and done it to the entire state. So yes, I have to question, whose side are you on? What dues am I paying for? I thought I was an ambassador to a brand I used to be proud of. And now I'm finding out that you're actually more interested in corporate developments, corporate profits, and screwing over the property owners of the state of California for the commission. Notice that in this episode, I'm not wearing that pin. I didn't want to wear it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to stay in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, or you never know, it could be an episode all on its own, you can message me at any of the social media links available at my website, www.theandressegovia.com. Also available there are all the directories where you can find my show. Remember to also follow me on YouTube and Instagram, where other exclusive content resides. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the program. I'll see you on the next one.